Good morning. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity is the greatest mystery of our Christian faith. It's hard to understand this great mystery of the Holy Trinity. One God, but three persons. How is that possible? We start thinking in our human terms, using our human intellect, it may be hard to understand that. That's why it is a mystery. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three persons, but one God. Mathematically, it is hard to understand, right? 1 + 1 + 1 is equal to? We are getting confused here. Someone said 3. That's mathematically correct. Someone said 1. Theologically correct. Okay. God's mathematics is different from human mathematics. He does not calculate in human terms. We have to understand that. To understand the mystery of the Holy Trinity. St. Augustine was struggling about this matter. A theologian, a genius. He spent hours and hours thinking about how to explain the mystery of the Trinity to the people through his theological teachings. And finally, he couldn't get a clear answer through his reasoning. So he gave up. He threw his hands in the air and said, "I surrender." I'm not going to discuss further on the how of the Holy Trinity. How this is possible. He left that topic and then he switched to another topic. That is, why? Why our God is Trinity? Why our God is a community of persons? And that is what is more important for us. God, what is God's image? St. John speaks of God's image in his first letter chapter 4, verse 16, he says, God is love. And remember, we read in the book of Genesis, God created the human beings in his image and likeness. Male and female, he created us. In his image. Image of love. He united them together and said, increase and multiply. In other words, God wants his image to be reflected in all his creatures. Especially among the human beings. Whom he created in his own likeness. God is love. And when we love, we reflect the image of the triune God, the Trinitarian God. That's why God created human being into the context of a family. He created a family. Adam and Eve, blessed them and said, increase and multiply. That was the beginning of family in the world. Every family is a living expression or an image of the Trinitarian God. When a husband and wife are united together through the sacrament of marriage, they make a vow to love each other. Love is the basis of the sacrament of marriage. Yes, we have a couple who are going to celebrate 25th wedding anniversary today. 25 years of love and sacrifice, right? That is part of love. So love is the image of God that is being reflected in the family. And then the Trinitarian love becomes complete when a couple, a husband and wife, have their child. A child is the one who is the expression of God's love. Through the couple's love for each other, the fruit of their love is the child or children whom God gives to that couple. And they become a family. Do you see the connection there? That's how we can relate to the Trinitarian God in human terms. Otherwise, it is impossible to know what Trinity is all about. We know all about the Trinity from what Jesus has revealed to us through the scriptures, through the Gospels. In today's Gospel, we heard Jesus telling us, his own disciples, he said, I have many more things to reveal to you, but I know you are not prepared for it right now. You cannot bear it all. Yes, Jesus understood that our human reason can understand only so much. He said, it will be gradually revealed to you in the course of time, which he continuously doing it through the Holy Spirit. That's why he said, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will reveal to you, he will guide you into the whole truth. Yes, brothers and sisters, revelation of God is a continual process. He has not done it at once like that. It is a gradual process, step by step. From Old Testament to the New Testament, you will see how God gradually revealing himself to his people. And in Jesus, we have the fullness of revelation. Jesus taught us that they are a community of persons. He said, whatever my Father has, I have, he said. All that the Father has is mine. He has given it to me completely, totally. And we, Father and me, we will give everything to the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who will guide you into the whole truth. God is a community of persons in love. And they want that love to continue here on earth, among the created realities. That's why Jesus told his disciples, go to the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creatures. All creatures, all created beings, including animals, trees, seas, and water, and air. And us human beings, we are called to love them, care for them. A child is an expression of God's love in the family. When a child is born into a family, God is giving us a message that he is not tired of us. He still loves us. A child completes the love in the family of that of the parents. That's why I admire parents who love having children. Parents who bring their children to the church. Yeah, even if they sometimes talk during the homily, you know. But that is okay. Their cry is music to our ears. They are the best gift you can have, the children. Thank you. Those couples who cannot have a child, I know how they struggle. And they are willing to adopt a child and take care of that child. What a great blessing from those parents.